affairs of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Benjamin, you ready for a second date update?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Let's make this happen.
You said you want some help with Lana, right? And what, you met her camping? Is that what went down?
Yeah, it was the most random thing. Me and some friends, we're going to spend a weekend out at Enchanted Rock just to kill some time, you know, get away from the city and all that.
Yeah.
And there was this other group there, and they were pretty close to us. And, okay, look, I know you're not supposed to have alcohol out there,
but
we were pretty far out of the way. I mean, I just thought it might be fun to get blasted, you know, on some Enchanted Rock vodka while actually at Enchanted Rock. You know what I'm saying? Lana, right? She was in that other group, and she thought that was a great idea, too. So, yeah, you know, she came over.
You're made for each other.
Oh, jeez.
It was a great time. It was, man. I mean, we ended up making out. I got her number. That's essentially how we met.
So is that what we're counting as the date?
Yeah.
Benjamin?
Like just a makeout session in the wilderness? Or...
You did meet up again, yeah. Right?
Oh, no. I mean, we went out again back in town.
Okay.
Too.
Oh,
I mean, nothing, nothing wild or anything. I just took her out to dinner. We did some bowling. Had a great time. And, man, she's amazing. But yeah, for some reason, it didn't really click, you know? I don't know. Maybe people don't really go bowling anymore. I just found it odd, you know? Could have been, like, first date jitters, you know, some kind of odd. But, yeah, something definitely seemed different with her.
So that's where you think it all went wrong or what?
Yeah. I mean, we only met up that one time, and I haven't heard back from her at all since.
Mm. Okay, so y'all partied on a rock.
Yeah.
Had a great time. But when you went out again, it fell flat. Is that what you're saying? Which...
Yeah.
It doesn't seem all that unusual.
Yeah, whenever I get, it's kind of like, well, I don't know, I appreciate the email, but like, why get us involved? It sounds like maybe once y'all were sober, you just realized that there wasn't much of a connection there. Like, why not just call this a miss and move on?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the thing, you know? I just don't have a lot of experience with that. I mean, to be honest, I'm not much of a dater. You know, I don't really know what the expectations are or anything like that, you know? I just really liked her, and so I figured I would give this a shot.
All right.
When you say, Benjamin, you're not much of a dater, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I've dated. You know, I'm not saying I'm like, you know, celibate or anything. I just, I've never really been in any kind of serious relationship or anything like that, you know?
Like, never.
You've never been in one serious relationship?
What do you define as a serious relationship?
Like marriage?
Yeah.
Well, the longest I've been with somebody has been 3 months.
Three months? She
was, oh, wow.
Yeah, and she was actually out of town for about a month of it.
Oh, man. Benjamin, I don't want to say I've identified the problem, but I might.
No, hear me out. Listen, I think I can make it make sense, all right? Look, high school and college, I mean, those are pretty rough. I lost my mom. And a scholarship.
Oh, wow.
I was just in a really dark place during that time of my life. And then after that, I got my life right. I dedicated myself to work. I mean, I worked my tail off, you know. I'm not trying to brag, but I built a very successful business from the ground up, you know. It took a really long time. And don't get me wrong. I mean, there were a lot of 80-hour work weeks in there.
Sure.
But now that I found success, I'm ready to settle down. Hell, I'm even looking at early retirement.
Hey.
You know?
Nice.
Yeah, congrats, man. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, thanks. And so, like I was saying, so, like, now that I actually have some time and money on my hands, I just want to see what's out there and, you know, find someone to enjoy all this with. It's never been a top priority for me, but now, you know, I'm just ready to jump in with both feet. And it's funny, you know, she reacted like that. I have a suspicion that it's exactly what Lana was thinking, too, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I just want to know for sure, and if it's not that, I mean, I could use some other notes, I guess, because here I am.
Let's see what we can do. We're going to get Lana on the phone. We'll talk to her next with Frito and Katie right around 7:20.
Y100 traffic check. For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
It's happened before, but it's rare. when we go into this, and I feel like
you're convinced
the reason's already been identified, but I do think it's going to be a mark against old Benji that he's never had a serious relationship.
Yeah.
He's never dated a woman longer than 3 months. Why? Why?
He said he has work
Lana
stuff.
If Lana found out, I think she might have a problem.
It definitely could be. Right? It for sure could
right?
be.
Right? So let's find out for sure. Hey, is this Lana?
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Lana, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing this morning?
Okay, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Why are you calling me? Like, what
fair.
Is...
Fair.
So we have a prize, Lana, that we actually want to give to you today. It's a date night package. Someone entered you to win it online. And if you agree, you'll pick everything from where you want to go to what you want to do. And the best part is, you don't pay a dime.
What? Who entered me to win a date night package? Oh my God, don't. Was it my mom?
That'd be awesome.
Does your mom think you need a date?
She's
night
out of control.
No. It was actually the guy you'd have to go on the date with.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah, that's almost worse.
No, it's not. No.
Do like I know this person though, or like
yes,
it's
you
like,
do.
Oh,
yes,
blast
yes,
from
yes.
the past.
You do,
yes.
you do. Okay. Yeah. His name is Benjamin. I think you met him camping, like in Chandler.
Like recent past.
Yeah.
Okay. Benjamin. All right. Got it.
All right, uh-huh. So was that a bad thing or?
I guess it depends. Like if I get this prize, this date night thing, do I have to go out with him? Like that's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
that's
I'm
kind
guessing,
of a requirement.
I'm guessing you're leaning towards not wanting that.
Yeah.
So is there a particular reason why?
Yeah. I mean. Like, I don't necessarily see that working out, like, long term at all. So I don't really get the point, I suppose.
Okay, all right. But what makes you say that in particular? Like, why do you not think that's going to work?
I don't know, guys. Like, look, he's really good looking. Okay, like, he's athletic. He likes to go outside, you know, and is really active. And, like, he's totally fun. And honestly, I may be reading this wrong, but I think he's got money.
Uh-huh.
So there's, you know, a lot of positives.
Yes, there
from,
are.
Like, you know, by the book standards.
Totally.
So fix all your boxes.
Like,
got it.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a try, I guess. And, you know, normally I try to kind of, I think a lot of women do this, but like vet someone a little better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's for safety reasons. Yep.
Yeah. But like, I didn't have a whole lot to go off of. So I thought, okay, just use this first date as like a fact-finding mission. And honestly, I found out all the things I needed to know, you know, job situation. Like, he's got health insurance, and, like, he takes care of himself. There's no, like, crushing debt or anything.
Man, you did go
yeah,
on a
these are all
fighting.
Great things.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you have to know. Oh, my gosh. And so I was good. You know, I brought up, like, the ex question. Like, are there any crazies out there I should know about? And he said he had no crazy exes. But, like, he didn't have any exes. Like, period.
Like, none. Like, none.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what.
Sorry, can I ask how that's a problem?
Oh God, who's that?
Oh, sorry, yeah. that's actually Benjamin.
Yeah, we had him on the other
line. Hi,
lines.
Thanks for the heads up. Yeah, yeah, it's a pretty big problem actually.
Well, I heard you on that, but I just want to know why. I don't understand.
Like that's not normal. Like as a functioning social adult, like it screams that you've got crazy commitment issues. Mm. Like. And maybe some other things are going on. I don't know what the red flag is because, like, I don't know. But I'm not going to be the first person to, like, get in the plane with you and then realize, like, oh, actually the pilot just got his license yesterday. Doesn't know what they're doing. Mm. Like, I don't want to be the girl you try out on this.
He's inexperienced. That's what you're saying.
But it's not like I'm a virgin or something. You know,
I think she was going there, yeah. Benjamin.
Talking about, I'm not worried about you being a virgin. Like, but you learn things from previous relationships, mm-hmm. like what you want in a partner. Like, you've got nothing to go off of. I don't know. I just worry you'd be really immature
emotionally. Stunted.
Yeah, like, does that make sense?
I'm getting it.
Like, women are out here looking for men, like, and especially guys like you. Like, you're attractive and fun, and as far as I can tell, not a felon. Women, you know, I would think they're just flocking to you in any sort of social situation, but you're saying none of them, like, appealed to you? You didn't want to go out with any of them? Like, you either have impossible standards or you're an and I just don't have time to waste to figure it out.
It's not like that. I mean, I just, I had a business to run. I was building an empire. I mean, it wasn't top of my mind, and now it is, you know. Why waste so much time if I don't feel like I'm in a position to get into anything serious?
I mean, I get, like, that's how you're perceiving things, but you're acting like you're the only person busy with work. Like, I'm just over here, oh, I only want to date people. Like, fair. I don't have to get my life together.
Right.
Like,
nothing else going on. Yeah.
Right, like, and yet still managed to find a way to date and connect with other people. So, like, what fun is it building this empire? Sorry, but that's a little ridiculous. Alone, like, I just find it hard to believe you never ran into a girl at a bar or a social event or work or something that you didn't want to make a commitment to for longer than 3 months. Like, that's nuts.
No, you think I'm making this up? I mean, you think I'm imagining things? I'm deluded?
I just think you have issues. Like, something's going on. Like, I'm not qualified to speak on them, but there's, like, no way you would make it this long without dating someone for more than 3 months. Like, maybe the women realized you weren't the catch you appeared on paper, or you can say you were avoiding them, but I think there's a reason that none of them stuck around, and I don't really care to find out what that is, and I'm sorry.
Well, Lana, all right. Okay. Sorry, Benjamin. Lost her, man.
I mean, that's it. I'm undateable because I've never dated. That makes no sense. What's that about?
I mean, I don't know that I've jumped to that conclusion. And, like, to me, you give pretty good explanation and everything.
But she was making some good points herself.
I'm sorry, man. That's garbage, right? She's wrong, all right? You don't have to be in a string of miserable relationships to be considered normal or something like that. I mean, that's not a red flag. I don't have bodies buried in my basement or anything. This is nothing. This is dumb.
Kind of wish you hadn't brought up bodies. That had never occurred to me until just now. But, yeah, that'd do it, too.
Brother, look, I'm sorry this didn't go better for you, really. I seriously am. Thank you for being on the show today, though.